Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 and 9 with me, Tego. And if you're sitting there, you know what's about to happen. Maybe. Because you're thinking, oh, another great expert is coming. You're right about that. But you know how much I love sports? You know how much I love production. Today, we're blending those two worlds together with Peter Smith, and we're going to talk about sports production. How about that? So sit right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Like I said, you know, I'm an over-the-top sports fan. But then you also know my brother Alan is a golf lover. So today is one of our favorite episodes because we've always wanted to know how the heck do they capture these shots and everything that happens? You can't blink. They turn around and show you a replay and you go, wow, they got that. How many cameras are out there? How do you do it? How are we going to find out? We're going to ask Peter. Hey, are you out there?
I'm here. How you doing?
What's happening? Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
So you're a producer for the Golf Channel and the PGA. You came from HBO to CBS. You've had one heck of a career, but how did you get started in the first place?
So when I got out of college, I played a little bit of baseball in the independent leagues. And, then I started working at a local news station and got a call from a friend being like, hey, do you want to come down and log highlights at ABC Sports? And I'm like, yes, I do. And, from there, you know, I was a runner at the Indianapolis 500 was my first real, sporting event. And then it just kind of took off and went from there. And, you know, 20 something years later, here I am.
20 something years later. So you've worked in fantasy football. You've worked, you know, a part of the NFL productions. You've worked in PGA. What's your favorite shot? What's your favorite production you've worked on?
I mean, I think I was really blessed with the DirecTV Fantasy Zone show. We did it for 9 years. Some in New York, the last 5, we're going out to California every weekend. During the football season and just recreated this amazing family. And it was sad to see it go, but you know, I feel like 9 years in the TV business is a lifetime and, have friends that, will remain my friends for the rest of my life. And I think that's, I don't think you can ask for any more than that. Second is probably just getting to do the Masters for a bunch of years when I was at CBS. It's my favorite event. I'm a huge golf fan and got to bring my family there. And, it's just a really special place and was honored to be part of it and hope to get back someday soon.
Wow. So when you're doing the Masters, you know, I'm not a golfer, my brother is, but even I know about the jacket and the moment and all of that. Were you there? How did that feel to see some of the greatest golfers in the world, you know, win the Masters?
I mean, it's something you can't really describe because like you're in a production truck that's really far away from the course and you can hear the roars. Really is, you know, whether it was Tiger or somebody else, like you literally can hear the roars from inside the production truck. And I don't think I've ever worked on an event where you're that far away and you can hear it. It's just, it's an energy and it's like no other. And that's, I think, why they call it a tradition like no other.
That's amazing. You know, I used to live many, many, many moons ago. I lived really close to Wrigley Field in Chicago. And in my living room, I could hear the roar. You know, we knew when a home run happened. We knew when something major happened because the windows would just shake. And we were a couple of blocks away from the, you know, the actual arena. And it, I'm just in the baseball field. I can't imagine what that had to feel like to be right there and capture those moments. I mean, you're capturing moments for people all over the world, not just somewhere local in, you know, Boston somewhere. That had to be amazing.
It's really special. And I think just with the, you know, international growth of sports in general, like, you know, it's, there are so many people watching now on so many different platforms, but you know, the message is still the same, is try to produce the best quality show to your viewers. And, you know, that's all you can do. Something's always going to go wrong and does go wrong. It's more of how you adjust in those situations and handle them. And I think that's kind of something that was instilled in me early on, is that you're never going to have a perfect show. Treat your people with respect, and you'll get respect in return. And I think that's kind of, I feel like I'm a really good people person and run a really good crew. And I think that's what's gotten me a long way as well, is just by treating people with the respect that I hope that, you know, I want.
Absolutely. Now, I got to ask you, now I've been in baby production compared to you, baby production, for the last 20 years, but I've been a season ticket holder of various teams over my lifetime. And I still come home sometimes and watch the replays, because you guys capture some amazing moments. How the heck do you do that? How many cameras are out there for a PGA tournament? How do you do that?
I mean, it depends. It depends on the event. It depends on if you're doing like just a feature group or you're doing the kind of the full coverage. But I mean, you know, normally on any hole, you probably have 3 or 4 cameras. And then it's basically, you know, there's a bunch of different replay systems out there that, you know, can take in a bunch of feeds and play them back instantaneously. And it's basically making sure that, you know, you're communicating with your tape guys and they're selling you stuff and you don't always see everything yourself. And I always kind of treat it as, when I'm producing golf, I treat it as what I would want to see as a replay. So, you know, I don't try to do too many replays, but if I think it's a cool shot or it's a different angle than the putt that you saw on TV, then I'm going to try to show that to you, because like that as a viewer is what I would want to see. So that's kind of what I've always done. And, you know, again, I think people do it differently than I do, and that's great. And I think it's just about being creative. I mean, I just worked with our mutual friend, Jason Wald, and he gets shots as a director with not that many cameras that just, you know, it's really amazing to see, and to be able to sit with people that are that creative and be able to kind of work in tandem with them. It's like making music. It's like you just kind of feel it and you have that vibe and you see that person's name on the schedule and you just know it's going to be a good week, because you have, like, we're having fun. Like, my whole thing is, like, if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing this right. And you know, when I stop having fun, that's when I will stop doing it. And I don't think that happens. My dad always says to me, you know, you're one of the few people that probably 90% of the time really enjoys going to work. And I think that that's true. Wow. I really do. I love it. I'm passionate about it. And I think it comes through when I talk about it and when I do it.
You're one of the few people on the planet that have been on both sides. You've been a player for baseball, and now you're a producer, you know, capturing sports. How does that differ? How do you feel about each side, to be able to look at it as from a player's perspective, as you're capturing other players doing what they do?
I mean, I think it's changed so much and there's so much more access. And I think you got to give the players a lot of credit for allowing the accessibility that we have now. But, you know, I think it's, if you're a player, you're blocking it all out. You don't hear any of that. You don't see any of that. You go up the plate, Derek Jeter's at home plate. He doesn't hear anything. He hears the guy on the mound and right. Sees the ball coming out of his hand. Like, all of that stuff is kind of blocked out. And again, I think it's the same way in production. Like, you come into a truck and, you know, if it's a good truck and there's good people in there, you know, you'll hear the energy, but it's not super loud, because we need to be able to communicate. And, you know, I'm listening to 7 different people talking to me at the same time and selecting them in my head of who I can talk to. Like, hey, hold on a second. No, wait, you go. All right, tell the talent what to do. So, you know, it's awesome. I love it.
That's amazing. In a couple of weeks, we're doing a little event. We're spending 3 days with young people. They're about 16, 17 years old, and they want to start learning production. So we're going to teach them how to use the production company in their pocket, their cell phone, and do a little PSA and that kind of thing. What advice would you give the young people coming up that want to be, you know, Peter Smith down the road and work in the PGA or the NFL? Or the NBA?
I mean, I think one of the things I always say is do anything, get on a show and work hard and show up on time and do it, whatever's asked of you. I'll say probably one of the most gratifying things, my daughters are a little older now, but when my 15-year-old was in, I think in 5th grade, they had a little newscast at her school, and I got to kind of come up and executive produce it, and to see the kids, you know, some of them wanted to be in front of the camera, some of them kind of were behind the camera, and just like seeing them do it and seeing where different opportunities and see where you could be a good fit was really cool and something that, you know, I'll kind of never forget. But I think it's just, you know, the world's different out there now. There's a lot of different ways to get out there and get your stuff out there, but it's just like, you know, keep grinding, you know, don't be afraid to call people, don't be afraid to email people, you know, and just, you know, be honest and just like, hey, I'm just looking for a shot, and knock on the doors. And, you know, I do it, I'm a freelancer, so I'm doing it constantly at 51 years old. So it doesn't get old. And, you know, it's kind of a skill that I think you have to have, to kind of take the ego out of things that like, yeah, listen, I reach out to a lot of people and they don't ever get back to me. And, you know, I don't love it, but you know, it is what it is. It's the nature of the beast, but I will stay on top and do everything that I feel like I can humanly do possible to try to get in front of somebody for a job that I'm really interested in.
You're amazing. I know we're running out of time, but I just got to ask, is there a production or an event that's on your bucket list that you're going, I got to be able to do that just one time? Is there any shoot or production that you really, really want to do that you haven't had an opportunity to do yet?
You know, I think I'm a big New York Yankees fan, and, you know, I really have never produced baseball before. And, you know, it's an opportunity that I would love to get. And, you know, having some conversations here and there, you know, maybe that at some point down the road in my career that would happen. I think that would be a dream, especially growing up being a baseball player, playing in college and a little bit after that. That would be the dream that I haven't done. I think I've done so much else, but baseball would probably be the one thing that's left on my bucket list.
Well, I hope when that comes true, because it's coming, you give us a shout, because we're going to come out there and just support you doing that one thing that's on your bucket list that you got to get behind the lens. You're absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for taking out time to hang out with us, and come back anytime you want. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome to come back anytime. All right, everybody, you know what to do. Just go to Tego Direct if you want to be able to reach out and say, hey, I want to be a producer. I want to be a director. Send him a message. Maybe he'll reach back and say, get started. Don't stop. Don't be afraid of it. Because that's the key to anything you want to do. You got to get started and stop talking about it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know I want you to come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time.